Troy of the Exiles, Book 2 of the Lumetaire Chronicles. Written by Melina Marchetta and read by Grant Cartwright. Troy felt the hairs on his arm rise. Lucian kept his stare focused on his cousin. There was a deadly silence in the room.
"This morning in the valley, a Charonite took a dagger to Jaffra's throat," he said, referring to one of Tessadora's novices.
Troy leapt to his feet. He heard the queen's cry, Finnegan's hiss of fury. The captain's fists were clenched tight. Perry was gone from the room before another word was spoken.
"Jaffra's staying in Yarta's home for the night, but insists on returning with Tessadora to the valley tomorrow."
"And the Charonite?"
Trevanion asked.
"He's under guard."
The queen looked at Finnegan. Troy saw fear in Isabeau's expression that sickened him. The queen's anxiety about a possible attack from the Charonites had grown tenfold since the birth of her child.
"You go with your father and Perry," she said to Finnegan.
Finnegan looked torn.
"The Sarnak ambassador! I'll speak to the Sarnak ambassador," she said.
"No!"
Finnegan shouted.
"And what would you prefer?"
she asked him sharply.
"That I travel up the mountain and interview a potential Charon assassin?"
"I'd prefer that Aldron takes you and Jasmina back to the palace,"
Finnegan said.
"I'll speak to the ambassador. Shorten our meeting and then travel up to the mountain.
And while you're at it, why don't you plough every field in the kingdom and check the nets in the river?"
she said sharply.
"Then go up to the rock quarry and break your back working alongside your kin, and perhaps work in the mines after that."
She was no different from Finnegan. Troy knew everyone in the room wanted to say that. Both the queen and Finnegan refused to believe they had the privilege of palace life, and both could be found at any time working alongside their people during their visits across the kingdom.
"I don't want you dealing with the Sarnaks, Isabeau," Finnegan said.
"Don't let me have to imagine how it will feel for you to be in their presence."
"And it feels any different for you?"
she cried.
"You can't be everywhere at the same time, Finnegan. I will take care of Sarnak. They are no threat to us. You take care of Charon, and perhaps sometime this week we may be able to pass each other on the road and wave from a distance."
Finnegan sighed, and Froy watched the queen's expression soften.
"This is an attack from the Charonites, my love," she said. "Heed my words. This is the beginning."